you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? X-Go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG, make the difference.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Monday, December 2nd, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. IBM wants to stop theft by drone. HSBC goes blockchain with big assets. Justice Department changes the drone rules. And Black Friday grows on smartphones. This is the Business of Tech. IBM has won a patent for preventing anonymous theft by drones with an Internet of Things altimeter that triggers upon liftoff, tracking the package's altitude and uploading the data to a blockchain platform. The idea? Put an IoT sensor in a package, an alert when an object is lifted away beyond a threshold, and write the data to a blockchain. The patent does allow for another secure database, although blockchain is noted as the preferred methodology because it allows trusted entities. Why do we care? Kudos to IBM for thinking about the negative effects of technology early and working to solve it. Package theft is already a known problem and likely to increase with drone delivery rolling out as quickly as it is. Thinking about the downside of tech before it happens has been highlighted on this podcast a number of times as the Black Mirror effect, and here is an example. This is also a great example of the value of adding sensors to everything that IoT promises. If you can track it, you can act on it. While on blockchain, HSBC has announced plans to shift $20 million in assets to blockchain, which will give investors real-time access to records of securities bought on private networks, the company told Reuters. This digitizes paper-based records of private placements, which have typically been held on paper and lack standardization. Why do we care? The financial industry and its institutions have been highlighted as an area where blockchain technology would make a big difference, but strong examples have been limited up until this point. At the risk of using a hated buzzword, this is also an example of digital transformation, and one that unlocks a lot of potential for the bank by eliminating a paper process and solving for standardization. And picking up on drones, right as the Thanksgiving holiday hit on Wednesday, the Justice Department announced an updated drone policy, which replaces the 2015 guidance. The new version of the policy requires components to evaluate UAS acquisitions for cybersecurity risks, guarding against potential threats to the supply chain and DOJ's networks. The policy also indicates that the DOJ will be coordinating with the FAA around access to airspace, including working on a plan for air traffic support. Lastly, the policy specifically mentions information collected from cameras and sensors and says it will weigh the potential intrusiveness and impact on privacy and civil liberties against the government's interests. Why do we care? For those using drones, here's your early present from the DOJ with new guidance. There's a pattern of supply chain analysis happening across a number of government agencies and across technologies, notably in the 5G technology implementation. Here's another and worth watching. Last month, the Department of Interior grounded all 800 of its drones due to cybersecurity reasons, and those were notably made or contained parts made in China, just as with the 5G technology. Pattern emerging. 39% of online shopping on Black Friday was done via smartphone, which is up from last year when just over 33% of shoppers used their devices. Spending is up too. $2.9 billion on phones versus $2.1 last year, all from Adobe's holiday shopping report. Why do we care? There's a certain obviousness to saying, yes, people buy things on their phones. You care because the trend shows the reliance on smartphones in stark consumer terms that allow for thinking on business terms. If customers are doing nearly 40% of personal transactions on these devices, is your business 40% focused on them? Is your security profile taking into account that level of usage? For many, the answer is no, and this should be a reminder to consider mobile devices like smartphones equal to their desktop and laptop brethren. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 35 is out, the discussion about cultural norms after the discussion of AI ethics. The guys move into how Google constantly adjusts its algorithm, and a listener topic about companies that negotiate or pay off ransomware. Should you or your clients negotiate with the criminals? Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We're all back at it after the long Thanksgiving weekend, and you can find video shorts on our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube pages. Share the show if you enjoy, and we will see you tomorrow.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older. Like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.